must all depend on marijuana. Old weed, once begin it and you're sure to end on marijuana. It's the kind of stuff that dreams are made of. It's the stuff that white folks are afraid of. Up in Harlem, we go on a marijuana jag, smoking reefers to get beyond the misery. Go away, you misery. Go away. Go away. Smoking reefers to get beyond the worrying. Go away, you worrying. Go away. Go away. Must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brooding at night. Oh, you can change this world you were born in, but I declare you can be walking on air by smoking or reefer. You hear the angels sing away, helping you to fling away all you worry, you trouble, you care. I must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the morning midnight. Oh, you can change this world you were born in, but I declare you can be walking on air by smoking reefers. You hear the angels sing the way, helping you to fling the way. You worry, you trouble, you care.
Thank you. said, God, how long?
Spin my spin, oh spin my spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Cardinal, valium nimbutal, librium, I like. Cocaine, sister, morphine, baby, heroin, I like. Spin my spin, oh spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Spin my spin, oh spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Mogadon, Mandrax, Mescaline, plus Captagon, I like. Stick et joint, camel, cannabis, pénol, chine, I like. Spin, oh spin, my sweetie spin, spin my love. Spin, oh spin, my sweetie spin, spin my love. My love, spin my love.
seed of the oyster. To madmen it was given in a powdered form, to clarify their minds and to time their wonders, of Christ and Virgin Mary to keep them warm. Pearls for tears, cobblestone face, Elizabeth the Queen wore oysters and lace. Favorite tula, Venus, and musical jam, the seven royal treasures of a pre-Buddhist yen. Seed of the oyster, it's a seed of the oyster. Seed of the oyster, it's a seed of the oyster. Shells of summer and crab face so rare, they're the moral of the coral of the sand dollar fair. Seed of the oyster, it's the seed of the oyster. Seed of the oyster, it's the seed of the oyster. Stone face, Elizabeth the Queen wore oysters and lace. Favorite to the Venus and musical jam, the seven royal treasures of a pre-Buddhist yen. Seed of the oyster, seed of the oyster, seed of the oyster, seed of the oyster.
Chopped wood to put food on the table. Thank you. trees full of new leaves, offering green tears to the air, to be picked and split, the tell of green what's fair and unfair. Between the twigs, cassette tape dreams, silent songs that melody.
Relax. It's quite wonderful to get to know these composers as people, and it is, of course, a great privilege. Chopin is not at all like I might have thought he would be. He's not melancholy at all. He's quite light-hearted. His conversation is bantering, and he often teases and makes little jokes. He's a very quick worker. He works far more quickly than any of the other composers. And I've also found that he's very considerate. If he's been working with me and we've got, say, 2 pages of music written out, and then he finds my concentration is waning because I'm getting tired, he winds the piece of music off quickly, so it isn't left incomplete. But then sometime later, this can be weeks or months later, he'll come along and say, well, now I'll give you the rest of such and such a piece of music. And he'll give me quite a number of bars, perhaps 2 or 3 dozen bars, but instead of this being added to the end of the music, he tells me exactly where it has to be inserted in the music. I've also found Schubert is a very delightful person, very lovable, very modest still, quite a gay sort of person, and he communicates very smoothly and quietly. I think Schubert is the only one of the composers who sometimes alters music just after he's given it to me. We'll be working away and suddenly he'll say, stop, I don't like those last 2 bars, cross them out and I'll give you something else. All the other composers seem to have the music prepared before they bring it to me, but it's as if Schubert is still composing the music as he actually gives it to me. I remember when he dictated Moments Musicaux, after he completed it, I wondered what other people would think of it. And Liszt stepped forward and he said, that piece of music is both excellent and exquisite. And I found that a number of people agree with Liszt. I was delighted to find Liszt so generous in his praise of another composer's music, which I understand is typical of this great soul. When Liszt first began to communicate music to me at length, he used to do so by guiding my hands over the pianoforte keyboard, rather in the same manner as automatic writing was performed. But he has changed his method now, and he usually dictates music note by note, in the same way as some of the other composers. He usually speaks in excellent English, which I think he's practiced a great deal since leaving our world. But when excited, he lapses into German. Sometimes he uses French.